Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm doing pretty good today. How are you?
I'm always blessed, Jolene. And welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. How are you, Pioneer Paula?
Hey, Paula.
I'm very dirty from playing in the dirt.
Good for you.
Today. But I'm visible moving slow.
Actually, only 30 minutes, and we're going to get started. And no, we don't have the birthday song because I'm actually working on the board, and I've only got two audios up on the. I've only got two audios up on the board right now. I mean, we went from 700.
I was getting ready to ask you. I said, "Uh oh, something's wrong." Just hope Don Mailer and Willie endorses Gatewood.
Yeah. I'm going to redo the board some and things, and the best way for me to redo it is to just delete everything and things. And so, actually, on the 17th, we're not even on. I think it's on 5/17 is the last day that I've got scheduled there. On that, we're actually. Not even going to do the famous birthdays anymore. We're still going to do our birthdays, but we're not going to do famous birthdays or day in history. We might still do question of the day. I just don't know yet, but we're going to change some things. But we're going to get started, and since there ain't no birthday song, I'm going to tell you my birthdays. My birthdays are, sorry about that, my birthdays are Jeff Robinson, Arnold Wayne Smith. Arnold Wayne Smith is an old boyfriend of my baby sister that's no longer here with us. We have Barry Richardson, Andrew Green, Aaron Herzberg, Nicole Black, Miss Nicole Black down there in Frankfurt, and Jeffrey Peterson. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any.
And Pioneer Paula?
Well, I had one, and I wished him a happy birthday, but now I can't find him, and I didn't write him down. So happy birthday, but I forget who you are.
Famous birthdays. We have Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand is 74 years old today.
Oh yeah,
and
Rob Campbell.
Rob Campbell, happy birthday. Shirley MacLaine. Shirley MacLaine is 82 years old today. 82 years old, Shirley MacLaine. On this day in 1916, the Easter Rebellion began. So there was an Easter Rebellion that began on this day in 1916. I have no idea what that means. It's like,
what the hell's that?
Yeah, I don't even know, Jolene. I know it's like, whoops. And I didn't see anybody. Nobody answered the question of the day today. Of course, it's such a nice day, so all of our guys are probably out and about. That usually chimes in on it. But the question of the day was, why does using cannabis cause an increased appetite? Pioneer Paula, do you know?
No, not exactly, because it doesn't with me. But I made up my mind that I was going to. I made up my mind years ago that I was going to eat before I smoked, unless there was a lot of weed to smoke, you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't gonna mess my buzz up by eating it.
Right.
So
I'm like that too.
That's how I trained myself. No, I'm not going to get the munchies just because I smoked a joint. So I think some of it might. I don't know, but I know it helps cancer patients.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
Ms. Jolene,
I was going to say that it affects the receptors in your brain. You know, and so I'm like, Paula, though, you know, I do get the munchies, but I control it. And a lot of times, you know, I'll drink something instead of eat.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm like, Paula, you know, if I catch a good buzz and then I sit down and, you know, pig out, I lose my buzz.
Right.
So, you know, keep it going, man. Don't eat.
Exactly. I eat before, unless there's an awful lot of weed around, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And like, the answer
that hasn't
is...
been, oh.
Right. The answer is that cannabis regulates insulin levels, your insulin levels. It protects against insulin resistance as well as active, as well as activating the CB cannabinoid receptors in the brain and the central nervous system. Both of these effects are linked to hunger. So the, as Jolene had said, the receptors, the cannabinoid receptors in the brain and the central nervous system are both what's linked to that feeling of hunger. But, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool to find out that it regulates the insulin level,
yeah.
Insulin, you know.
Diabetes.
But, you know, I read somewhere, too, that a certain, and I don't know what it is, something about marijuana will also depress your appetite. And that they were looking into it as using it as a dieting aid. I read that. I don't know how true it is, but, you know.
Oh, they're doing so much with it. Yeah, I mean, I think I was reading the other day to where, you know, they've got a cannabis suppository now, you know.
I know, yeah. Well, what is that for? What does that do?
Oh, I have no idea, Jolene. I can't remember what it was for, but, I mean, it's like, man, they're just doing, they're doing so much with this plant.
Well, did Tommy use it with his cancer? Didn't he use suppositories? It seemed like I saw or read where he used some, I'm sure he smoked it, but I think he used some suppositories to help cure his cancer, too.
Well, I was wondering if it was, you know, something that you would use for illness or, you know, maybe just to get a buzz. I didn't know. But I figured it would be for illnesses.
You're not going to get a body buzz. You won't get a brain buzz.
Right.
Hmm. I don't know if it gets in your bloodstream. I don't know.
We're all learning. We're all trying to learn and educate each other.
Well, I mean, it does everything. I mean, it just it's
right.
Unbelievable all the things that cannabis can do.
Oh, it is.
That's
Jolene.
The reason.
It
that's
is.
The reason why they're trying to keep it from us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The evil side of the bitches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Got some shout outs. Some shout outs go to Cindy Davis. I mean, I'm sorry, Cindy Smith. Sorry, Cindy. Lord, Cindy Smith, I'm all screwed up today. Cindy Smith, Mike Davis, Janice Jehart, Pioneer Paula Willett, Occupy Kentucky, which is Kentucky Blue Blood. She's over there in the chat box. Thank you so much for being there with us today, Robin. Dennis Allen and the love of my life, Hank. So thank you all. Thank you all so much. Now, getting back to the changes, for a little while, guys, we're only going to be doing 30-minute shows for a little while. You know, today we're doing 30, tomorrow 30, all this week it's 30-minute shows. So we're down to 30-minute shows for a little while until we can get these changes all made and everything. So we're only doing 30-minute shows. And, hey, it's summertime. Enjoy it. I mean, we do this 7 days a week, 7 days a week. And today is our 592 episodes, so we're going to continue to go right on, but we're going to cut ourselves down to 30-minute shows, 30-minute shows just for a little while here until we can get some things straightened out. And like I say, I'm trying to look. I think it's on the 17th. On the 17th, yeah, on the 517 is the last day that we'll be doing, like, famous birthdays, day in history and all that, because we're going to make some changes on all that. And so, hey, I mean, we're still right here. Right here. As far as the weather today is 77 degrees. It's sunny and absolutely beautiful. Miss Jolene.
Here it is 61 and partly sunny. Beautiful.
Oh,
here
wow. Too. Oh, wow. What do you get there, Paula?
Like 80 something.
Ooh.
Sunny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll trade with you, Jolene.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd take it.
I like to cool better when you work outside in the dirt, though.
Yeah, oh, I got right. you, yeah.
Oh, wow. I love this guy. I love this guy, Steven Seagal. I'm the biggest Steven Seagal fan in the whole wide world. Steven Seagal has spoke out and said that he thinks many of the mass shootings that's been happening is engineered by the government. Go Steven Seagal. You make my hero. I mean, just love that guy. Love that guy.
Has a whole lot of truth to that. I mean, if it wasn't for the government, all these ISIS and Syrian refugees and shit wouldn't be here. They're the ones that's permitting it.
Man, it's just crazy. I mean, you know, I had seen also, did anybody else see, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said that they done already cremated Prince.
Mm-hmm. I read that too.
Yeah,
just
as soon as his body was released to his family and things, they cremated him.
It just seems like to me when they're in a big hurry to get rid of the body that there's something that they're wanting to hide.
Well,
you know.
I mean, I'm like you, Jolene. I'm like, man, I mean, but, you know, now I did see that his sister and stepbrother, I guess he's got a half-brother, like the people outside the fence and stuff yesterday of his place of studio and home and things, that they were actually out there passing out for free purple boxes that had, like, a book in it, different books, had T-shirts and some memorabilia stuff that they were passing out to the fans and things. So I thought that was pretty heart-touching for them to be doing
that.
That
is nice.
You know, just,
that is very nice.
You know. Yeah, I thought, well, that's a really nice thing, you know, for the fans. I think his drummer, I think they said his drummer, get this, Prince's drummer was out there in the crowd with the fans passing out free hugs to these people. I was like, man, what a drummer. Ain't that a great drummer?
You don't hear that.
No, you don't, Jolene. You never hear of anything like that. So it's like, man, what a tragedy. You know, there's a lot of conspiracy things already going on, but they killed Prince. You know, I mean, I don't know if y'all have seen any of that, but, you know, they're saying the Illuminati people, are behind and responsible for killing him. I don't know if anybody else has seen that. That is conspiracy stuff.
I think his death was caused from the doctors and the pharmaceuticals, just like Michael Jackson.
Right.
Yep.
That's what I think. The doctors knew he had problems. They ignored it. They keep, you know, writing down prescriptions because it said what the day before or something that his guy that worked for him was in the pharmacy and Prince was pacing back and forth out in the parking lot waiting for him to come back with his script.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that too. I mean, I'm going to read a little thing from Bill Murray. Bill Murray, I'm a big Bill Murray fan, I was. It says, it's hard to win an argument with a smart person, but it's damn near impossible to win an argument with a stupid person. It's like, why even argue? You know, don't even argue. To me, it's when you're arguing with people, it's just something that you're upsetting yourself and getting your own self out of whack, you know, because you just can't argue with some people, you know.
And you can't fix stupid.
I think you should stand up for what you believe in, though.
Oh, absolutely, Jolene, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'll just tell you something that's really been heart-wrenching to me that I've been seeing a lot of people about. is how the elderly people, let me see, well, I've got the wrong name. Let me make sure I get the right name. The elderly people that are drawing their real Social Security and disability and stuff, I mean, man, they're cutting everybody. I mean, they're taking the elderly people's money from them. And, I mean, they're even taking, the retired soldiers? Retired soldiers. For instance, this one guy I know, he reported this morning that his Social Security, you know, had dropped. They took it's $300 less than what he usually gets.
Oh, my God, that's a lot.
Sure is, Jolene, and they're doing that to a lot of people. And Pioneer Paula is one of them that they've already took. How much did they take from you, Paula?
It'll be over $200, but it won't go into effect until July 1st when
oh
I turn.
Oh my gosh! And you know why? Because the money is going to these fucking
refugees,
you guys. Do you know that?
I got to pay for Part B Medicaid now, B. I got to pay that, and then you got to have insurance to cover what that don't cost, and that's over $200 out of $601. So it's going to put it that I will have to live on less than $400 a month.
Well,
But we can take care of all these refugees, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah, you know, I can't answer that, Robin. Robin says, how are they able to cut the SSI or Social Security, you know, that way? And when did this start, and did they audit them? You know, it's just my understanding. I mean, everybody's getting these letters. Everybody's getting these letters. They're cutting their, you know, they're cutting their Social Security anywhere from $300 to $400. And like I say, the retired military soldiers, they're taking, how much was it from them?
Six million.
$6 billion. They're taking $6 billion from the retired military people.
But yet, all of them up there in D.C. want a raise.
Well, they just got a raise. That's just what exactly you took the words right out of my mouth, Paula. But yet, all them son of a bitches just got a raise. You know.
And they don't have to pay for none of their fucking health care.
Well, I'm telling you, if we don't do some changes, girls, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
See, they took my disability away from me when I moved over here because I lived shelter-free.
Right.
And then they put me on early Social Security retirement. But what is living, just because I don't pay rent or a mortgage, that doesn't mean I'm still not disabled.
Absolutely, Robin. I'm seeing that, too. I'm hearing they're cutting,
that's crazy.
They're cutting food stamps on people, like Robin said. You know, they are. They're cutting people's food stamps, you know. You know, I'm seeing that, too. There was, like, something like 8 counties here in Kentucky, but I think they've got an extension now to where they're still going to get to keep them. Now, for how long, I don't know. But, I mean, there was 8 counties getting cut off cold turkey.
I'm telling you, it's for the refugees. I honestly think that's what it's all about. I really do.
Well, my thing is, you know, When our people are suffering, and like Jolene's saying, you're bringing other people in here, and they're not having to pay taxes, and they're getting free housing, and they're getting all these benefits of the medical insurance, and we're giving them funding. I have to be like Kentucky Blue Blood. She says they're starving us out. They're going to starve you out, you know.
They want us to because I won't be able probably to go to the doctor if I don't pay the insurance, and then I won't be able to pay the copay if I don't take this other insurance out. So I'll probably have to quit going to the doctor.
They're making it impossible for people to have a decent life. They want you to just beg and scrape at the bottom, and you know, it's just it's unbelievable.
No, it is. We're actually going to have to take a break, though, because it's that time, Paula. It's that time. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Ms. Jolene's going to take us away.
Here we go. Pa-pa-pa. Woo-hoo.
Getting on my boat. happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress. I learned to let it all go. Lots of state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, love that little song, love that little song. Badass little song. We've only got about 7 minutes left in the show, about 7 minutes left in the show. We want to give a big shout out to Luke Webinga. Luke, thank you so much for listening in. He's listening in today with us, so thank you so much for being there live in the listening box, listening in with us.
Where's he at these days?
You know. I don't know where he's at. Let's bring him up. Luke, can we bring you up? Can you tell us where you're at right now?
I know. Still on the island, out on the West Coast.
Oh, you're still on the West?
Yeah, I'm actually got a little job out here I've been working with, a project, and I've been having a lot of fun with it. And I'm going to bring the boy out here for the summer, and that's all I pretty much got planned at the moment. I don't want to do too much. So, but just chilling out here on the West Coast, enjoying the weather, loving it, loving some of the meds that are out here, some of the people.
Are you in Washington or
yeah,
California?
Out on the coast of Washington.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, on a nice little island. It's beautiful out here. I mean, I wish I could bring all of you here to enjoy it. It's so wonderful. I'm a few hundred feet away from a beach, and right there's the ocean, and it's just beautiful, just beautiful.
Cool. I bet.
Oh, wow.
And I know some other parts of the country aren't having such good weather, so, I mean, I'm blessed. I feel blessed.
That's great.
Right. That's what I always say, Luke. Be blessed even in the worst of times. Even no matter how bad things are, be blessed and be thankful for it because it could always be worse, you know. I think we forget about that.
You always have something that next person may not have, so you should be blessed for that alone.
Right. Yeah, it's just scary, crazy times. Are they bothered? I mean, what's going? Can you tell us anything about what's going on up there, Luke, right now?
Well, from what I understand, as of June, everybody goes down to 6 plants, so that puts a damper on things. There's a lot of, like we all know, the BHO is illegal here now, so dabs and whatnot are all. It's just crazy. I have to honestly say, the past month, I haven't really felt in so much of the updating people, because I've been sidetracked on the clothing product we've been working on with Sit Creations and Demetra Caesar. So that's been kind of my big project off of this job that I got. And it's kind of funny because I'm out here on this island, and I don't know, when you come to this island, you don't really feel like there's, they call that the mainland, the America, when you go on that ferry and go to the mainland. So everybody out here is in their little culture. And I've met three people that I've actually got to work on their homes with that recognized who I was from the internet because of their grandkids.
Right.
And it's just so fun to meet people like this so unexpectedly, you know. And it was so great because the little lady, she was just so thrilled because she herself is a medical patient. And it really made me feel good to know that somebody in that Reefer Madness era so strongly, such as the senior citizen, is that umped and that into the movement, because those are the harder ones to break and to try to bring the truth to, you know. So for me, I was just tickled pink to meet these people out here because they're the most favorite to talk to as well. You know, they have the greatest stories. So it's really great to see, because I would have to say 5 years ago, you wouldn't have conversations like this. So it's so amazing to see those type of people talking about medicinal marijuana and the great effects that it has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now, Luke, before, I'm sorry about changing the subject, before everybody, the caretakers were allowed 12 plants, and now they're going to make them go down to 6 plants, they're telling us the same thing's happening in California. So, I mean, that means...
happening in Colorado, too. It's also happening there. That hurts Go ahead.
No, I mean, that's going to really hurt people. I mean, because that means you're going to have less patients, right?
Well, right. If you can only have 6 plants, just think, you're not really producing much medicine anyway. So if you yourself are the patient and you can only have 6 plants at your address, that means you are the only one providing medicine just for yourself.
So it's not 6 plants per patient, it's just 6 plants per household?
Right, per address.
Wow, I thought it was per patient.
No, it's per address. I heard about this in Colorado a week ago.
Shit.
That they were, this had went through, and it was just blew me back, because if you are a senior citizen, or not even a senior citizen, let me take that back. If you are using cannabis on a medicinal level as edibles, you're screwed with 6 plants. Think about that. You cannot produce the medibles you need for your treatment with 6 plants, unless you're like, I don't know, God, maybe. So, it puts a damper on because, you can't provide your own self with medicine.
They don't want them.
Wow.
Restrictions, restrictions, restrictions.
Right. That's why this little idea I've been promoting doesn't sound so bad after all, does it?
No.
So, but I'm going to let you folks go because I'm making lunch for my favorite senior citizen here anyways. And just check us out on Facebook. Check out the clothing line we got and show your support. One love, guys. We love you, Gatewood.
One love.
Bye, Luke.
All right. One love, Luke. Hi. I mean, man, I mean, you know, that's the reason I'm seeing people. I mean, we ain't got much time left, but I'm seeing people now that's leaving Colorado and they're moving to Michigan. They're going to Michigan because they can still have 12 plants, I guess. I was thinking Phil Vasquez said 12 plants per patient, but I don't know. We'll have to maybe get him back up on here and find out. I mean,
you know,
but
you
I mean,
that may change too. I mean, they might screw them too. Yeah. It may change out there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That sucks. That
scary.
Sucks. It really does.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Want to thank you all again. Love you, people. Right. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Thank you, Miss Jolene. Thank you, Pioneer Paul, the love of my life. Thank you, Luke Wiebenga and Kentucky Bluebud. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Have a good evening.
Just
bye.
A little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping, a little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson. and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming.